Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you had a good break. I know it always seems short, doesn't it? There's like lots for us to do here together today. I don't know. I bounced on my trampoline. I got myself some chocolate. I got myself a nice, oh wait, it's probably going to be loud. I'm going to mute myself just for a second. Hang on. Some nice sparkling water with grapefruit. Tell me what you did. Did you do something that took good care of yourself? Somebody share. I want to know you're taking good care of yourselves.
I set my hammock in the backyard.
Oh, that sounds lovely and hot, I bet. Hot. Right?
We're 108, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cindy was telling me not to go outside when I'm in Phoenix because it's going to be 115 degrees or something like that. So yeah, no,
won't be that bad, but
not that bad. All right,
just look for shade.
Yeah, and early morning, right?
Yeah, early morning hikes. Yeah,
I'm excited. What else did you do to take care of yourself, Diane?
I went outside for the first time today and just smelled how fresh it was after the rain.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Great to hear. Thank you. That's how we get there. Taking good care and staying present. And that's how we can stay present here. Really good. All right. We don't quite have Anna Maria back yet. At least I can't see her. I am going to have Anna Maria share in just a minute. I'm going to do a little bit of, first, anything bubbling up wanting to be shared? Anything like, Michelle, I just have to say this. Good. All right. Oh, and perfect timing because there's Anna Maria. So Anna Maria, you know that I was going to ask, can you share a little bit? Because before it's like, here's all this resistance and here's why we don't do it, but here's why it's really good to do it. But I bumped into some things before, and what would it be like if I could actually do this? Not as a theory of something that I don't want to do like Heidi and that client, right? But as real and on the cord and something that gets me out of bed in the morning. And when Anna Maria and I were talking, it was just like, I read her vision and I'm just like, oh my goodness. And she was just so filled with that vision. I said, would you share a little bit about it, the process of creating it, anything you want to say, just because I know that I was so inspired by it. If you're like 1/10 as inspired by both her vision and the process of creating it as I was, it's going to be inspiring for you. And so Anna Maria, a little bit about the process. And then if you want to share, you know, a paragraph or something from that vision, if you'd like, that would be just lovely.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. So I remember the day that I wrote my vision precisely. And it was one of the days, I think you had the Facebook challenge or the influencer story, but I was not present. So I listened to the recording at night. And when you said, do your 3-year vision, and afterwards you say, dream big. So I thought, oh, I can dream big. But it was amazing how the emotion that I had when I was writing, what I really wanted, when my heart wanted, when my soul wanted, of everything that I have that I have dreamed of, it came out very easily. And then what I love about this vision is that I can keep adding to it. And I have added to it too, and I have keep evolving. And so if I think of something that I would like to dream more about, I just add it on my life vision.
Anna Maria, I'm so glad you said this. We'll come back to this in a little bit. And it's in my notes. I didn't know she was going to say that, but I'm like, I love that. I mean, we had talked about it beforehand, but I didn't know exactly what she was going to say. And we will come back to that. Like, how does that dream actually get created? Beautiful, Anna Maria. Anything else you'd like to add about that? Because this is so fun seeing you just really owning the vision, creating it. Beautiful details in it. You know so much what you wanted. It flowed out easily. Anything else you want to say about the creation of it?
Yes, I had pieces of it that I have done a little bit earlier. But again, the way it turned out, and the way, you know, it was really from my heart. I was so happy with that.
Yes. And when you said that, I had a little bit here and a little scrap of paper there and a little bit, you know, so, and I so love that you said that, because everyone in this room, you probably have your, I know you do, you have your equivalent of that, that Anna Maria just said, you know, because it's not the first time in your life you've envisioned something. So there are there are breadcrumbs and trails and pieces that you can put together as Anna Maria did to create hers. So thank you for sharing that as well, Anna Maria. Beautiful. Anything else you want to say about it?
Yes, actually, with the vision, and it's pretty amazing to me what I have wrote before, a little bit before my vision, I have said, so part of my vision said that this all started with my decision to go to Florida on the winter of 2022 to train with my coach, with my trainer, Betsy. And then I realized the opportunities the world was offering me just for taking action. So it's very interesting that after doing all the vision, I have made very important decisions on my life now. I'm thinking about totally changing my life, transforming everything, selling my farm now, really following my dream of going to high-level competition, representing Ecuador in international competition, and doing my breeding farm in Ecuador. So I'm really, really just coming to a decision that I really have to change my life to really follow, you know, follow this vision, because the way it resonated a little bit when Heidi was talking about her clients, because I said, oh, I am doing the same thing. So I don't want to, like, I want to move forward with that.
Oh, beautiful. Anna Marie, can you hear how this goes together? Real and actual on the court, not just some piece of paper for an exercise. And again, I've done that too. So if you've done that, be gentle with yourself. It's okay. But how we do from here, right? And there's something of that piece of paper that you'll be able to pick up and do something with and mold and shape and play with. And so here's the vision, and it's big and it's deep and it's real in Anna Maria. And it comes with real and big decisions that actually shift the whole of her life. I'm so happy for you, Anna Maria. I'm so proud of you. And also, you can hear why earlier on I was talking about one of the kleshas, abhinivesa, fear of death, clinging to life, often manifests as fear of change. We envision something, it makes changes in our lives. These are changes that she wants. This is her living her life on purpose, but it can be scary. Remember Bernice and the smoking, right? So good for you. And then the power of writing it down and making it tangible and real for you. And we use the elements of story, and you can ask me more questions about that too, and we can develop that at other times as well, in order to actually really be able to feel it and taste it and touch it and smell it, right? That's one hint. You know, it's imagery, it's things we can touch and taste and smell, so that this thing becomes real. And what's on that paper for Anna Maria is so real. She is making real live decisions, changing the basis of, you know, what she has lived before for herself and her life. Now that's a vision. If you get that, raise your hand. Are you, am I finding the words to say it? So beautiful. Yes. Thank you. And Anna Maria, I suggested to you, because it's a number of pages too. Like, it was detailed and real and deep. But if you can read maybe a paragraph of it so they can get just a feel for it, a paragraph or a piece of it and a piece from here, like, trust your heart, whatever you want to share is perfect.
Okay. Thank you. So I am most excited about experiencing this amazing dream, because now I understand the meaning of success, the ups and the learning curves and the challenges, the absolute possibility of reaching for the stars, the moon, the gratitude that I have for being taught to dream big, that is my right to live my dreams, the gratitude that I have for all my lessons in compassion, empathy, loving kindness, persistence, wisdom, courage, that forged me into this amazing, powerful woman that I am. This is a feeling beyond words, the proudness of representing my country at the Olympics, having won the Olympic gold medal in dressage. So I just put a little part of that.
There's so much more. There's so much more on the page. But can you hear the come from place in that? Can you hear how it's her heart's longing? Can you hear it's like, and you know, it is so present to Anna Maria too. It's like earlier on, it's like, what, have you done this yet, Anna Maria? Are you doing it like in the real? And it's so present to her. It's like we're going like, it's real to her already. It's like she's already lived it. And now she's just simply letting it unfold. Do you get what I'm saying here? It's like, that's who I am. That's what I'm doing. That's what matters to me. And I'm going for it. And you know, here's the thing, like, do we make a decision? Remember, so you've all seen me do this, right? We make a decision. It's a different life course. And it's like, what do I envision? What's pulling me forward? What is it that I actually want? And one of the, here's a piece that can free us up about vision as well. It's like, what's the worst case scenario? Even in the worst case scenario, here's door number one, and here's door number two. And here's Anna Maria, who is pieces of her life, she said, feel, and she's built beautiful things already. She truly has, right? But pieces of her life feel like Heidi with the client that Heidi was talking about. Door number one, she stays there. Everybody's happy. Everybody thinks she's done a great job. And they go, wow, what a great life, Anna Maria. You know, but not how she feels it, because that's not what called her. And Anna Maria, can I do this? Can I go to a worst case scenario on door number two?
Yeah, please. Yes.
Worst case scenario, she doesn't get what she wants. But did you see how she's already living it right now? Can you feel even a piece of that energy of how she is that person who's going for it? That's 100% of her in there. She's doing it. She's on the court. She's there. And the way I think about vision for me too is like, well, I'm doing it or I'll die first, whatever, but this is what I'm doing. This is what's happening. It is just, it's just already done. It's happening. Can you feel that energy in Anna Maria too? It's like, you know, for any of us, you never know our, you know, we don't know unless you're clairvoyant or whatever it is that, you know, somehow you know the future exactly, right? But we don't know if we have one, and especially with my parents, you know, passing away last summer, like, we don't know if we have like decades ahead of us or one more breath. Like I can't say to Anna Maria, I definitively know this is going to happen. Maybe, you know, an asteroid will hit in the next moment and we'll all be gone in a moment. Like, I don't know, right? You know? I cannot guarantee her that, but can you see that from door number one and door number two, what Anna Maria's life looks like and where would you rather be? Like, this is about vision. This one's Anna Maria's, and it is so deep. And so like, I want to just share the whole thing with you guys, you know, like it's pages long and beautiful and so heartfelt and knowing, right? That's the power of vision. That's the power of vision. Thank you, Anna Maria. And I want to say too, there's a difference too between there's pipe dreams. That's that one on the page, or it's what we're supposed to do or whatever it is that isn't actually on the court doing it. And, but Anna Maria, will you tell them if you'll share with them, you know, the trainer who you've been working with and how long you've been working with her. And that's in your specific field, right? How long you've been working with her and what she does in relation to your dream, like what her kind of qualifications are to help guide you. Will you share that with us here?
Sure. So I have been working with Betsy Steiner, for, I think, about 10 years on and off, not consistent enough to really get to any place in high level competition
yet.
And that is my dream to do. So I went, she has always invited me to go train with her in Florida. I did this past winter. I went with her to train with her, and the improvement on myself, on my horse was really big. So I thought, time for transformation. She is a high level dressage trainer. She has competed internationally representing the United States. And at the moment she is one of the selectors of the dressage team for the Olympics World Equestrian Games or any championship. So she's a person that I have always admired. She's very well respected and known, very kind, super kind with horses. She has a wonderful system to develop horses. So it was just the right thing to do. to really
can you hear the clarity? Can you hear the clarity in Anna Maria? And what did she say when you brought these dreams to her?
She said, you have to do it. You have the talent, the ability to do it, and we have to do it now.
So go ahead.
Well, I was so happy for her support because it just really, it makes so much sense for her to do it too. And interestingly enough, she said, they have also have been looking for me in a way that we are looking for the idea client. She said, we have been looking for you for to come do this with us too.
You make your decision. You put your stake in the ground. This is my birthright. This is my life. It's actual. It's the thing that you want. And resources come to you. And sometimes they're right in front of you. Oh, here's the person I've been working with for 10 years already for Anna Maria, And if there's some piece of you going, but I haven't been working with that person for 10 years, or I don't have that resource, or that, like, it was in front of Anna Maria because she chose, because she dreamed big. She set her, like, she didn't aim for the ceiling. Aiming for the ceiling is hard. And then whatever happens from here, again, you see the focused intentionality, you see the life being lived, you see the decisions being made, it gets itself worked out in the real world. Anna Maria, beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, thanks to you, Dr. Michelle, for the way you helped me to really dream big and to really be able to live my life, transform my life, and to be in the driver's seat of my life. Well, thank you.
That's what a vision feels like. So whatever you've done before, you can gather up all the pieces that you've done before. You've done some good pieces of it before, but I had to have Anna Maria share because it was just, she was so just vibrating with this vision. And so then on point and making decisions in alignment with it and because of it, and flying in the face of, do you see how, like, the kleshas bind us? Fear of abhini vesa, fear of death, clinging to life, often manifests as a fear of change. A bunch of things are changing in Anna Maria's life, but again, if you were Anna Maria, would you rather have door number one or door number two, no matter what happens from here? That's the power of the vision. And she also, like, she has what it takes to do this. She can do this. And she's making the decisions and doing everything to make that happen. And that's a joyful life. That's a life lived on purpose, right? Okay, fantastic. Anything bubbling up wanting to be said? Heidi.
Anna Maria, I'm exploding with joy for you. And I just, like, I'm bursting. That's why I had to raise my hand. And I just want, Mike, the comment I just wanted to make is how contagious it is. I mean, I am just, like, lit up from you. And, you know, I've been on a horse maybe once in my life. And it's like hearing you talk, it's like, maybe I'll get on another horse. I mean, like, really, and we're, you know, like, I'm like a Martian on a horse, but, like, you know, but you're so... I want what you know, I'll have what she's having, you know, right. From the movie.
Thank you.
I want that.
Yes. A strong vision is that it's contagious. And can you see how we move from stage one to stage two? Like, that energy that's inside Anna Maria. And then, you know, her building her high ticket program helps fuel her dream. Do you get that? Like, here's the Olympics, that's her dream. But it's like, go work with people, because that requires funding, that requires people, that requires resources. And then it's so in alignment with her dream, because she's dreaming of that. And that helps her build how she helps people in the world too. So it works together. And you also heard her saying she had a piece of it over here with the Facebook channel. She had a piece of it and she had a little piece of it. So it gets built, right? And then it's, again, it leads to stage two, because when we have that strong vision, we know why we're on the planet. So many people don't, for all the reasons that we talked about before the break. It's contagious. Heidi doesn't even want, before this moment, anything to do with horses, but now she does. So that's why stage one is the vision. And this is how it's done, right? Thank you, Anna Maria. And each of you has already done a piece of this. Each of you has materials and resources. You're already on the path, but Anna Maria was just a lot of our private session, like, was in and around this. We did different things in each of the sessions. And so I had to I ask Anna Maria if she would share this with you. So bless you, Anna Maria, for sharing it. So, so, so beautiful. All right. Anything else bubbling up wanting to be said? Yeah, Yvonne.
I have an editor, so I even have an editor about the question. So, so first of all, Anna Maria, like, holy macaroni, like, so proud of you. And then there was, you know, there's that editor for me that goes like, if I don't have a multiple page document with a vision on it, I'm not doing it right.
Thank you for that. And didn't we cover that in terms of resistance beforehand, right? And thank you for saying that, because, you know, it's so easy for us to do that. I'm sure you're not the only one. It's like, well, she's got it, but what about me? You know, usually that's how it goes, right? I'm sure you're not the only one in the room, right? So Heidi's like waving there and so on, right? And so there's not just one way to do it. Do you know? That's how it came out for Anna Maria. And yours will come out and is coming out, and you are already doing it. You had that vision in 2020, sitting in that conversation that we've shared with, you know, the details of with so many people. Your vision was there and born there in a conversation. Do you know? You're already doing it. You're already on track. You already know it. And also, if you heard what Anna Maria is saying, it means that vision is inside you, because you wouldn't be able to hear what she was saying if that capacity was not already there in you. And what else do I want to say about that? Anything else? This goes to Mary Kay's question too. It's like, but what about that resistance, right? You know, as you're building, here's an example of that resistance, right? I'm about to build my vision. Here's an example of it. Oh, now it's actually the first klesha. Is why I want to teach you about that too. The first klesha is not knowing how big I am, causes us to suffer. And in this moment, Yvonne is suffering, right? And it's okay. It means we're human. If I don't know how big I am, I don't know how tapped in I am, I don't remember who I am, I don't know the resources. And we want you to bump into this here, instead of when we're in the midst of a complex launch and you've written a bunch of different emails to go out to people, or you've already got, you know, 3 horses out for sale and they each are $100,000 or whatever. Let's bump into ourselves now. Do you get what I'm saying? This is a good time to bump into it when there's fewer moving parts. So it's designed, this journey is designed specifically knowing that the resistance comes up. So we can, it's like we handle it here in stage one. Because later on, we do a launch and a, you know, it's not our perfect launch. It didn't go the way we wanted it to. We don't know. Was it an inner story piece? Was it something about the person who was on the team? Was it like there's lots of moving parts? Here, it's like, let me see what my vision is. What do I want? Like in essence, it's simple. Do you know what I'm saying? A lot of moving things inside us and so on. But it, because of its simplicity in a sense, do you get what I'm saying by simplicity? I'm just asking you, what do you want, right? On one level, it's very simple. Then we can start to see the shape of our editors. Then we go to transmutation, you know, in letting go. And so we handle it here when there are fewer moving parts. This is, I'm not saying I want you to have resistance. I'm saying it's the nature of being human. You're going to bump into some things in the next couple of weeks before we meet for, you know, offer creation, for instance, right? And we want you to bump into it now, because I'm like, let me create my offer, but I feel small, but I'm going to try to create my offer. And it's not once and done. I'm not saying that, but Yvonne, thank you. This is of service to everybody. Thank you for your vulnerability. Thank you for sharing that, because that's also the thing. It's like, you know, and just kind of glancing ahead to transmutation, we'll do it in fuller form later, but, you know, in this, Yvonne, you want to get it right, right? You want to get it right. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that can hold us back, but also when there's a lot of moving parts in a complex event with, and you've held space for like hundreds of people there and complex emotions going on with people and holding space for people in all kinds of ways, like, I'm really glad that you're looking after the details and wanting to get it right in the best sense of the word, right? So you'll find out both about the things that hold you back and what your strengths are as you courageously investigate this and go through this together. You can lean in with each other. You'll be connected via Slack too. By the end of the week, you get to go through this together. Make sense? Yeah. Karen.
Thank you for asking or saying that, Yvonne. You said you took one for the team, but yes, I know. When I was listening to Anna Marie's vision, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she is like embodying it. She's there. She's already like there. And when I wrote my vision, I'm thinking, how in the hell am I going to do this? This is like make-believe to me. So I'm starting to see where you're going, Michelle, with this, that, you know, just ferret out these holes, these poke holes in our vision now so that we can address it now with confidence and find, you know, fake it till you make it kind of thing.
And I'm going to change the wording a little bit of it. What I want to say is, instead of poking holes on the vision, there's a little bit of Yvonne's editor in you too. And that like each editor is unique to oneself, right? But sometimes we have some parallels too, and something about wanting to get it right. It's probably not quite right yet. I will come and poke holes in it and then you'll fix it. And I don't think of it energetically that way. I want to shift. I understand what you're saying. And then I want to shift the language of it a little bit to make it a little more empowering, make it more empowering for you. Is that all right? Mm-hmm. I do that. Yeah. So instead it's exactly where we're going next, actually. So let me just say this. I've taught this in other places. Some of you've been there for this. Some of you may not have been, but when we are writing, when we're writing something, here you're writing out your vision, right? It doesn't just get birthed fully formed as a final product. And I used to teach this, one of the foundational things I used to teach at university, there's a process and a product, and we're so clinging to that final product. Wow, we see the beauty of Anna Marie's and we want ours to pop out like fully formed like hers, right? And we have our unworthiness and all those things that we talked about before the break. But Anna Maria also said, oh, it was a process and I had a little scrap over here and I didn't have it before. And then I put this piece together and so on, right? And so it's a process and we stay with the process and we mold it like clay. So instead of it's like, I want it to come fully formed or I did it wrong, right? Oh, here's the wrong version until I get to the right version, that it doesn't get created like that. Instead, it's just like any piece of writing. We plan it, we draft it, we revise it, and we let it be playful and we build it like molding clay. And so when we're planning it, and I talked to Anna Maria, for instance, about, you know, because then Anna Maria is probably going like, they're seeing it like that, you know, because they can be, you know, probably because she's both very confident in her vision, but there's also probably something because Anna Maria, you're such a humble and beautiful soul. You'll be going like, well, you know, there's a piece of Anna Maria that I can hear going like, well, I'm just me. I mean, I'm really happy about this, but you know, so we project onto her a kind of perfection and then want to make ourselves unworthy and all this stuff going on. Right. But Anna Maria just worked it. She just worked it. You know, and she was there at the Facebook challenge. And by the way, there's a, you know, give your best stuff away even when you're giving it away. What I was giving there, that was for free. Anna Maria was there. That's another level, you know, serving people who are just entering in while serving the high level clients, right? Because Anna Maria was ready for the next level of it and heard it at that level, all right? So Karen, you're going to see that when I'm speaking, because I'm going to be like speaking for the beginners and you're going to be hearing it at a different level now, right? So that's a whole other discussion. But I just want to say she worked it. She's worked it. She's working it still. And it doesn't have to be like, and she even said that, I said, we come back to that. She said, it, you know, it's still being developed. It's not written in stone. She's adding and evolving. Those are her words, adding and evolving. So instead of thinking, did I get it right now? Did I get it right now? Did I get it right now? Oh, Karen, any editors like that in your past ever? I don't know. I just want to say like, can I say the three words that, you know, I'm going to say like mowing the lawn, right? You know? Just, you know, everybody has their thing, like Yvonne and the Brussels sprouts, you know, mowing lawn, right? Everyday things that happen to us, but there's the editor, you know, it's not about getting it right. And there's nothing that you need to get right about it. Instead, it's let it evolve, let it grow. It emanates from you and it's individual to you. And that's Anna Maria's version. And I want to show you a different version just to free you up a little bit. I didn't think I was going to actually show it to you, but I've had it beside me in case. This is an early version of one of mine. I drew it. I don't know if you can see it. Now I drew one, you know, you can draw it if you want. I did this at an event that I went to about 10 years ago. And none of this stuff existed when I wrote it down. Now it all pretty well does, you know? And this was a drawn form. So if Yvonne, if you don't want to write it, you can draw it if you want, you know, it's like, just like Anna Maria is going like, well, how do I take it? Sell a horse, you know, like there's another way to do it. I'm suggesting that you write it out. I can help you with that, but don't think there's only one way and don't think there's a right way to do it. And Karen, so thank you so much for saying that. So that, and the piece you said about make believe, I'm so glad you said that, because then that's part of it. It's like, well, I wrote it down and I did the assignment right, but like, that's separate from me and I don't really see myself in that, then that's either that's unworthiness or feeling like somebody else can do it, but I can't, or there's some kind of editor in there. And then that is what we want to work on. And that's where a lot of people will run away and go sell a widget instead. It's like, no, face that, be that, know that it's your birthright. That's the work, to stay there with it, stay there with it. Make sense? Yeah, Yvonne.
Okay, so then my next question would be, is a vision ever done / complete? Or is it an ever evolving kind of thing?
I want to answer that kind of two ways, because sometimes we could stay at home and like, well, my vision isn't quite complete. Let me stay here and practice it for another, write it down for another 25 and a half years, and then maybe I'll go out there into the world. So that's a no, don't do that, right? But evolving, because I create it, I go do stuff like Anna Maria is doing. Like, this is not going to happen for Anna Maria, but it's definitely Ecuador, but for argument's sake, can I say this? Anna Maria, she may have her vision. She sells her farm. It's Ecuador. And she goes like, even though that's where I'm connected to you, I'm deciding it's going to be, I don't know, Tanzania or Colombia instead. I mean, it's not going to happen with Anna Maria, but you know, but let's say I'm picking a silly piece, but you know, that's not the piece that's going to move for her. But let's say it was, and I could imagine some world where it did. I don't know if she was a Martian and the world changed, or I don't know what, you know? So when she goes and does that, she gains information, she learns things, and it gets fuller, it gets bigger. And if you think about it, the Love Your Words community evolved into the Love Your Life, Love Your Business program, right? And so this is the next evolution of it. And it's, and I even said to you guys, like, are you okay if we make things better as we go, because that's an evolving vision as well. Here we are doing this retreat on vision. It evolved. I've taught vision for years and years and years. If you've been there when I've taught vision before, I have never taught it like this before, because I know different things about how to help you actualize it. Wasn't that that wasn't good. It's just, this is the next evolution. So in that sense, yes, it's always evolving, you know, until it's our last breath. I mean, here I think of my mom and the chaplain coming in saying, you know, the day that she was told she was probably going to die in the next 24 hours, there was nothing left of her, but she still had her mind intact in ways that people don't usually. And the chaplain came in and said, Marg, are you happy? She paused for a second. I mean, she couldn't eat, she couldn't get out of bed, she couldn't, you know, she's like skin and bones, right? Are you happy? Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, it just blows me away. My mom was amazing. And so what was she envisioning at that moment about what was her life? She was still envisioning in that very end of her life and envisioning different things from there. So if she did, we can too here with life and breath and movement and all those things. So yes, of course it evolves, because it's that thing that I learned from Harv Eker too. Peak potential is one of the most important things I learned there. He says, like, there's only two things that I want to teach you in all this stuff that you learn here. Learn, do, learn, do. That's like, learn, do. That's what you got to do, right? The vision is like that too. Like, here's the vision and I'm learning something about how I'm doing it, and then how to do it or how to write it, right? And then I go out there and do it and I see what it's like in the real world. And Heidi adjusted her vision. It's like, I have a vision of working with moms who are totally distraught, who have an autistic child and they're practically like non-breathing and completely broken. I mean, I'm using wrong words, but not that bad for what's actually happening. And that, you know, and then she goes like, oh, there's my vision. Oh, I just did it. Oh, that's going to get revised, right? It's an example of a vision evolving. Nothing went wrong in that. And back to Karen's point, it's not that it was wrong. It's just evolving because of contact with the real world and out there doing it, not sitting for 25 years, making it perfect. Yvonne, does that address your questions? Great question. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, Heidi, go ahead.
Where I get my pattern of, maybe it's my editor, getting stuck in the vision and then getting stuck with objectives to reach the vision and all that, is time. At what where am I putting my stake in the ground? How far into the future? Like, I can envision the utopia that Ethan is going to live in, a world that embraces neurodiverse people, and that's the vision. Won't it be amazing? But everything before that, the community that is needed to create that, should that become the vision, or is it that ultimate thing that may or may not ever happen in my lifetime, but still that's my vision? And that stops me, because it feels so important to know, well, what is the vision I'm working toward, that I'm going to be developing the business that's going to create all that? And so I tie myself into a knot over this.
I am so glad you asked that, because this goes to the next point that's on my page that I wanted to share, wanted to make sure to share with you guys today. And so sometimes we get all bogged down in terms of envisioning, because it's like, well, I've got to get, and there was a piece of that in Yvonne's question too, and in Karen's, in wanting to get it right, okay? That I need the vision. It's supposed to be on this page, and it's got to be exactly right, product versus process, right? And it's as though it's the vision. But this is something that I have not taught, because it was unconscious competence in me. The last time I taught about vision, I didn't know this consciously enough to be able to share this with you, but it's what I've been doing for decades. So I really, really wanted to share this with you. Vision, yes, it is on that piece of paper for Anna Maria, for example. It is really so wonderful that she has that, and we all caught a piece of that. Like, that's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's a process. We plan it, we draft it, revise it. You can ask me more about all those stages, you know, in your questions, like, how do I start brainstorming about this, right? So all of that's there, that it's in process. And also brainstorming, I want to mention one piece about brainstorming too. And I will answer your question, but this is my best way to answer it, okay? How are you getting there? So about brainstorming, when Anna Maria is going like, what would be high ticket? Can you tell me some high ticket things? Like, what would I even offer? I said, like, brainstorm, like, let your brain, let your mind and heart play. It's like, come up with like 50 things. I can't remember what number I said, but a whole bunch of things that could be high ticket for you. And even if there's one you don't like, write it down anyway. Because, and that's how we came up with the idea of those three pieces put together. It was from some fun play that might actually end up being her high ticket offer. We don't know yet. We're not doing that yet, but we already are. But we're not doing it yet, but we already are. Like, she's, you know, so close, right? Could be offering that tomorrow if she wanted to. So we plan it, we draft it, we revise it. That in that planning stage, it's fun and it's playful, and we don't exclude things, right? And so we create that, like Anna Maria is that document of that thing, but it's not even just one thing. This is the piece that I want to get at. And this is the part of the unconscious competence that I didn't know that I knew that I wanted to share with you. Vision is beautiful in Anna Maria's piece of paper, and she worked it, and it's amazing. But vision is also, it is completely Anna Maria's piece of paper, but it also is not. Vision and envisioning is a way of life. That is a thing that I've never taught before, and I've been teaching about envisioning for years, but I've been doing it all my life, and it's like pulling out that unconscious competence. I don't think I was taught that anywhere. If I was, it didn't get there consciously, but I have been doing that all my life. And so let me give you some examples of other levels of envisioning that kind of short circuits that question. Like, is it supposed to be this one? Or is it supposed to be that one? Is it supposed to be that one? It's like always everywhere. So I'm giving you a couple weeks too. Like, I'll see you Thursday, right? For About Our Community, really important call. But the piece that follows up from this most directly is 2 weeks from now. And I want you to be doing some things in those 2 weeks. And I want you to get to experience this. You can create your equivalent of what Anna Maria is doing and is still in process with. But also, I want you to get to experience this as a way of life. It's how I live, and I didn't even realize I was doing it. I go out for a walk, and I'm envisioning my walk. I can't help myself. It's a way of living. I see the walk. I know where I'm headed. This is going to be an hour-long walk. This one's going to be the 2 hours. And this one's going to be over, you know, going north instead of south, because I want to be up there. It's a beautiful day. I can see the mountains from the bluff over on Crescent Road. And I'm already there, and I'm envisioning it. I can taste it, and I can feel it. And that's for a walk. It's how I live. I can't help myself. I'm always like that. And let me give you another example too. And it's different from a grocery list though. Because sometimes when we learn about envisioning, it's like, I'm going to do that and that and that and that. And that kind of like the way we do New Year's resolutions, right? I once taught a 3-day event called Forget the Resolutions, because it's not about that, you know? It's like, it's not that and 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 that. Think of it like story. Like somebody wants something. They want something. In that area of your life, you want something and it pulls you forward. It can be in the moment and that walk. And I already am envisioning what it's going to feel like, what it's going to look like, what, how my body will feel, what the sunshine on my, you know, on my shoulders and on my face feels like, and the quiet, and maybe I'm listening to a recording. It's a training, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. There's a book that I've been reading over and over that I want to share with you, that I want you to read too. Or I'm listening to a beautiful piece of music, and I'm envisioning like how I'll feel when I return too. Like it's both a process and a, all the way along, I'm envisioning it. And then also, it's not a grocery list. I want to tell you now about my yoga practice. I want to find the words to tell you how I think and live envisioning, so you can start to experience this too. And then Heidi's question goes away, right? Because it's just always everywhere. So I envision the end of my life and I want to go like, woo, what a ride that was. You know, I serve the best. I love the best. I cried the hardest. I laughed the hardest. I connected with the best people. That's you guys. You know, I did always the best that I knew how to do. And I'm so freaking proud. And this is Keith Cunningham, the rich dad, poor dad. He said, you know, my definition, you've heard me say this, hear it in this context, my definition of hell, going to the pearly gates and meeting for me the woman I could have become. Definition of heaven, going to the pearly gates, meeting the woman I could have become. Giving her a big hug and saying, hi, you're me. That's some of my vision about like whenever that is, whether it's in the next breath or decades from now, that's how I've lived. And so I envision that, and it informs the decisions I make right here, right now. It informs how I'm holding space in a strategy session. Now, you guys know my strategy sessions aren't always like Sandra Yancey, one of my teachers, says never have a strategy session more than half an hour. I mean, was I very coachable about that? You know, like, I am not coachable in that. My strategy sessions are not half an hour. But like that lifelong vision for me informs me of that. Because I'm here in service to help people. And if it takes more time to hold space for that person, and that's part of my vision for my life. I'm there for them, but I'm like, that I serve, that I love, that I did the best I could. So it changes my actions in the moment, like with Anna Maria's, you know? Moment by moment decisions are informed by that vision. Let me give you another example of another version of vision, not a grocery list. It's like this thing that pulls me forward. My yoga practice lately is very much my private practice. I'm not teaching regular yoga classes anymore. I taught the highest level in the city in Iyengar yoga, the highest level at my studio. I used to do that. I'm not doing that anymore. It's not my vision anymore. But my own personal practice is really important to me. We started here with Shavasana. I'm teaching about the kleshas. It's still a big part of what I do. My vision for my yoga practice right now has to do with my left foot. It's very specific. And I think, and I've been discovering this over the last couple of years, and I talked to my mom about it before she died. I am pretty sure that when I was a kid, and I had heart surgery when I was a kid, and I'm pretty sure that, I think it was when I was in grade 5, I had an undetected stroke. I believe I had a stroke. I remember passing out in school. And my left foot has always turned out, and all my injuries have always been along my left side. I can't prove it to you. It doesn't matter to me whether it happened or not, but my left foot, there's a ripple effect all the way up my body because of how my left foot turns out. So the entire of my yoga practice for this year is about aligning and aligning that left foot. And when it's the way that it has been for years, it feels normal to me, but that's actually not the natural place for it. So I worked it this morning for an hour, you know, like, my practice this morning was almost an hour as it is. And as I work that, I used to have problems with the shoulder, and I can adjust how the arch of my left foot is, and it releases my left shoulder. That gives me energy for my vision, because when my body is aligned, I'm giving you these details because I'm like that in everything that I do. My yoga practice for the next year is about my left foot. You know, and I'm not saying for my yoga practice that I'm going to you know, do better headstands, practice, you know, this many times a week and this many days, and like desire, it's in story, the thread of desire. Because when I actually do that, that means that I'm in shoulder stand, I'm going to be doing shoulder stand differently. That means that I'm going to be doing different poses that align that. That means I'm also opening up this shoulder because, you know, there's a ripple effect all the way up my body. So this one pointed thing that is vision for that thing has a ripple effect in everything. Let me give you another example. I just really want to be stronger and stronger because I love walking and hiking. And I'm like, I just want to be strong. I want to be in the outdoors. I want strength in my body for this work, for everything that I do. The more energy I have, the more I can be here with you. And so my aim isn't to go back to the gym, which I usually used to do, and maybe do this kind of strength training or whatever. I just decided in December, there's a long staircase up to the bluff in Calgary, and it's near where I used to live. It's long. It's like many, many, many flights. And I decided that by the end of the year, I want to be able to run up them. And it's one pointed and it's that thing over there. That's my vision. But to do that, when I'm coming, I live on the fifth floor. I've got a fifth floor condo. I am running up those stairs, you bet, instead of taking the elevator, because, you know, it affects what I do every day. And I also want that strength for being out hiking. And I want that because it strengthens my yoga practice, which gives me strength for you. There's a lot of details about my life, but I have not conveyed this ever before, but I'm trying to find the words to say it, that vision is a way of living. And all of the resistance that we talked about in the first half is going to block that at every turn, but we can open that out for every level of our lives. And I'm not saying like, okay, what's my vision here? What's my vision? It's not like that. It's not like that. It's actually much more the world in a grain of sand, Heidi says. Yeah, it means that moment by moment, I'm living my life on purpose. It means that with that thing, I am fully present in that thing. And I'm aimed somewhere that matters to me, quirky me. Nobody else is telling me about my left foot. You know what I mean? Quirky me, it's mine. And so this, you know, and I'm thinking about what's that destination, but not clinging to the destination. That's where I'm headed. I want that product like Anna Maria's beautiful vision, but I'm not going to cling to that. I'm going to go through the process of it. I'm going to let it create. She said, one of the strengths, she said, I'm always adding and evolving to it. She's not thinking that's the one. And we even talked about that. It's like, because it's so beautiful, that itself can be a trap. It's like, now I'm supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to move anything in that because it was such a beautiful vision. And Michelle even said so. And it was so validated here that I better not move anything, even though I'm shifting and growing. You know, she needs to shift and grow and change with it as she evolves. Did I land it? I want to say that so emphatically. I have not taught that before, and it's what I've lived for decades. Did you hear what I had to say about vision? Because it makes it, yeah, thank you. Because it changes everything about how we say it. It's and about how we live it. And then how we create visions too. Like, I don't wait until my grouchiest moment when I feel like the world is crumbling apart, and then I go like, okay, what can I envision about my business? You know, right? That's when I'm going to have my least faith in myself and everybody else, and then grow from there. So then I'm also going to do my best to be in the best vibration, the best energy that I can be in. Don't beat yourself up. I mean, yeah, from the Abraham Hicks teachings, like if you're in depression, anger and rage, that's a lot better than depression. Depression is listless. Anger has some energy, right? So don't hold yourself to some untenable standards. Like, I'm supposed to be happy all the time, but what's the best that I can find? So that I can envision better, and then I get to live that life. I want to be in that better energy, and then I'm sorry, you'll have to suffer through living a better life to envision in this way. Is that okay if you suffer through living a better life than you did before, right? Because all the while I'm looking for that, you know, I'm going to go out for a walk, but it's probably going to be raining, and I'm going to hate, I like rain, but yeah, I'm probably going to hate it because, you know, no, it's probably going to be too crowded, and I bet everybody's going to be wearing their masks today, but I don't really want to, you know. Now, how's my walk going to go? I find the best vibration I can at that moment. And I envision what it's going to be like. And then I also, for the things that I'm envisioning, when it matters to me, I'm going to unplug from the busyness of things, and I'll put space on my calendar about it. And we had such a great example from Anna Maria about that. She's like, there's a whole bunch of things she's doing that requires her real life force energy and space on her calendar. She's moving. How long have you lived on your farm, Anna Maria?
I have been here 30 years.
These are big changes, right? So real life action in the real world with space on the calendar to do it. So like stories are happening all the time. It's what I'll be speaking when I go speak in Phoenix, eWomen Phoenix, and I'll be there with Karen. The very foundational thing I want people to understand is stories are everywhere. When they get that, everything changes. I want to add that vision is everywhere. It's a component of story. What's the thing I want? It's happening all the time, that thread of desire. So why not create the vision that I want? And we live multi-layered lives, you know? Yoga is a part of my life. My walks are part of my life. I have a vision for my daughter, not thou shalt go do that. I have a vision of her being happy. You know, I want her to be happy. Some of you, you know, many of you know, like the journey that she's been on, and sometimes it's been over here, but now she's on a clear course, and sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's harder, but that's my vision for her. So I plan it, I draft it, I revise it. And sometimes I do that just all at once. My planning is, oh, I think I'll go for a walk. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I'm missing my shoes. So I was going to go out there, but I go find my shoes, right? I rewrite, you know, I start drafting it. I'm going to grab my hat. I'm going to go, you know, in there, I'm not writing it down, but, you know, I'm going to grab my hat. I'm going to grab my shoes, right? Oh, wait, I forgot about the planning. I forgot to get my sunscreen. Let me go get that. It's planning and drafting. And then I went for the walk and I'm like, oh man, it was Lilac Festival. There were 1,000 people out. I shouldn't have gone then. Or like I had Sunday, it was Lilac Festival here. I loved it. Tons of people, and I can revise it right on the way. In fact, I was doing that at the Lilac Festival, paying attention to my energy, thousands of people in the streets. And I was really happy actually, because people were dancing, people were together. For me personally, selfishly, whatever is in your life is fine. For me, I'm triple vaxxed. I had the flu shot too, and I've already had COVID. I felt like, hey, I'm Superwoman. That's how I felt, right? But I was weaving in and out of the crowds. Like right now, my vision is I want to be in and amongst the people. Right now, it's feeling a little too crowded and I can't move. And I move over to the sidewalk where other people weren't. And I'm living that vision moment by moment as well, tapping into how I'm feeling. What feels right for this stretch of this block is also a vision. If you got that about the it's a way of life, raise your hand. I have never taught that before. Thank you. Heidi, did that answer your question? Thank you. All right. What else? A couple more pieces that I wanted to give you. And remember that it's the why first. If we go, how? I don't know how to do it. Oh my goodness. Like if Anna Maria thought about all the hows first, would she have written this vision? You know, there's a bunch of hows she's going to have to handle. But when she knows why she wants to do it, it just comes under selling the farm, you know, like there's a bunch of hows about that. But and yes, she's got to handle those and figure it out. But she will, when she's got this overarching vision, when she's got this dream, when she's got this thing that naturally pulls her forward. And does she have to go and do, it's not, you can if you want to, it's not wrong, but affirmations about it or whatever. Does she go, what's my vision again? I can't remember. Do you get it? It's like, it's in her because it's from her. She's not going to go, oh, wait, I forgot my vision. Because it's from her. She really actually wants it. It's driving her forward and informing her everyday actions, right? So if you're just forgetting your vision, then it's not your vision yet. It's strong and it's purposeful and it's you. Do you love it? We talked about that earlier, you know, check it. If you check in with your body, check in with your results. If you don't love that vision, then it's again, Heidi, thank you for that touchstone for us. You know, if you don't love your vision, that's working with that woman. And it's like your body's telling you, your results are telling you, working way too hard and so on, right? Do you love it? You can bet from even what Anna Maria told us about it. She's like, oh, she loves that vision. She loves that person that she's becoming in doing that, right? You can feel it in her, and each of us has that in us. So if you've got an editor going, but I don't have that, then that's your piece of resistance to work with, right? That's okay. I want to add another piece, a little piece of training. How specific is it? Specific or general? Sometimes, like let's say Anna Maria was less, can I do this, Anna Maria? You're okay with your vision here? Like, yeah, so that I can play with this. So let's say Anna Maria were less confident about it. Like she's very strong in this vision. She could have said something like, I want in 10 years to feel like a real winner in competition. Can you see that's much more general? you want to check in and see how you feel about that vision. This vision lights her up. She's ready for that specificity. If she wasn't, if she were feeling less confident, if she didn't have that inside her yet, she might start with a vision that said, I want to do well in competition in the next 10 years. And then that vision could be born and evolve and grow more specific. But check in with your body. If it's like, I'm going to, I don't know what the example is, but I'm going to make sure, here's one that's too hard and too like, I'm going to make sure no matter what, that my daughter is happy every day of the year, starting a year from now today. You know, like that's too specific for me, right? And I'm not in control of all the parts, and I'm just like, it makes me feel a little sick. So I don't want to create that specific vision. It's not even my life, but it affects that. That is part of my vision. I want happiness for my daughter. So I'm going to make that a little less specific. I'm going to say, I want my daughter to find things that support her more and more, so she becomes happier and happier as her journey goes forward. Oh, now I can breathe better. Now I'm relaxing more. Can you see number two is better for me than number one? If we only ever have general ones, like I want to travel and do well and make some money, has no pulling power. Everyone wants that. So more and more specific, but check in with your body. If you go too far, then you got to work with that resistance to be able to make it specific. Or sometimes you're going to back off like I just did with Dana. Could you hear it? That Dana one was a good example. All right. Just a couple last pieces to teach you, because all this builds on, this should feel familiar to you. This should make sense from everything we've already done. So I'm going quickly here, but all this should just go like, yeah, it makes sense by the time we're here. There's story elements in it. Who's the hero of the journey? Heidi was not the hero of the journey in serving that other person. Because it's like, it's her life. She gets to choose. What do you actually want, Heidi? You don't want to work with her. You feel like you're supposed to work with her. Uh-uh. Same with the copy that we looked at, Karen, right? Who you're supposed to work with versus who your heart longs for. Listen to your heart's longings, right? Who's at the center of the story? In this case, with your vision, you. You've heard me say elsewhere, probably, if you're not at the center of the journey there, strategy sessions and someone won't go well, because you'll want to be the center of the story there. Like, hey, person who's the team member or whatever it is, I've got to be the center of the story here because I'm not in my own life. Be at the center in your own life and company. And then you can give it away to others, you know, it when it's their time, because you're confident in your own vision, right? You at the center of the story. What's your desire? That's another story element. Imagery. I already mentioned it. I just wanted to gather the threads here together. Things I can touch and taste and smell and feel. Anna Maria has other parts of what she wrote, what it actually feels like to be doing that. We heard little pieces of it. And you can imagine I could do that with my daughter when she's happy. And we're even watching a silly show and she's giggling on the couch and we're eating popcorn. And like I can fill it with real things that are tangible that I'm living already because I'm describing them. That's a vision, right? You could draw it. I like words, you know, because we can paint more detail with the words, you know. One more piece I want to mention, because if you've been with me before, lining up the money with the vision. Because sometimes we have a vision that says, I'm going to work with these people, but we add up the money. It goes, and it's going to make me $36.27 in 3 years, you know, because I'm giving all my stuff away. The vision might feel good, but it's actually still misaligned. Or like, I've got to make $1 billion, but I actually don't really ever want to work with anybody. That's another misalignment, you know what I mean? Right? Misalignment, right? But I used to work more deeply with people, but in the Love Your Life community, we have solved that problem for you. Do you know? When you engage in this structure that we've given you, here's the money. Do high ticket in the thing that you love, right? But we've given you a structure so that to avoid that mismatch right from the outset. Makes sense? So if you've heard me train about that before, we wanted to solve that problem for you. Yes, there's the details about, do I sell $5,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 package or $1 million package or whatever, like, but it's $5,000 and up, and that solves a lot of problems, all right? In case you're wondering about that. All right. We're coming toward the very end of our time together here today. The only thing I wanted to do is a couple of things. Remember that for the week of June 20th, we won't have those Q&As that we will have starting, I think, the week after they're new. They're going to be Monday office hours, Tuesday Q&A. I'll talk more about this on Thursday, and you can ask me questions about it. But not next week, but the week after, we have 2 half-day retreats. I don't want to give you Q&As as well. I want you to be there, right? And you can ask me questions there. So post the questions. By then, you'll be able to post them through the Jot form. If you're confused, reach out to me or reach out to Amy. We're building these structures for ways for you to ask questions, all right? And you should be able to do that by next time. If you want me to do some laser coaching with you around a piece of your vision, Heidi's, you know, Yvonne's going like, I don't know how to do that year long vision or whatever it is, ask that question. And then that creates that space and we'll do that. All right. You know, what visions you want. Vision is everywhere, but I've asked you about like a 3-year vision, a 1-year vision. What's your vision for this quarter? I asked you that in the survey, and those are good markers to have. 3 years is far enough out that it helps us dream bigger. 1 year tells me, wow, if I want that in 3 years, I better be doing stuff in this year. And this quarter makes it tangible, my actions right now. Make sense? So those are good frameworks. Yes, you're always envisioning and build that out. Have those ones built. And then also the love your life vision that we've given you, right? That's a 2-year vision. Great for you to embody that, to think of the details. That's kind of like between the 1 and 3, or for some of you, it's before the 1. You want to get it done in a couple of months, right? But that's another marker. We've given you the structure for that. What's your best envisioning that you can do of that? What does it look like for you when that's accomplished? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What's your life like when you're doing that? Those are some great touch points for you of visions to create, right? And so I suggest you do that. And you've got some time in the next couple of weeks where we're not meeting and training to do that. All right. Anything else? Yeah. So 3-year, 1-year, the love your life vision and quarterly vision. Right? Work on that. You can meet in connection calls with each other. You can play with that. We're not training next week to give you time to do things. I have some things that I would like you to do before we next meet. But think of it, instead of us training here, use that time to do these things, all right? And also there's other things that you are on your calendar, gonna need to let go of some things. We know how important it is to have that vision, that thing that you think you have to do. Karen, I know you know about that, right? That thing you think you have to do, and all of a sudden you have a whole extra day. So if you don't know how to find that time, ask Karen. She found a whole extra day, all right? And hold that thought, because it's, yeah, go ahead, Karen. Go ahead, sorry, you're muted.
I got rid of the thing tomorrow, and I also moved my unmovable hair appointment that I've had forever. So,
right. The things we think we have to do to stop us in our tracks with our vision, because it's always been so. So thank you for that. Yes. All right. So here's what I ask you to do. Take the time where we would normally be training. Do this. Thought about this a long, long, long time. I want you all to read The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. The Science of Getting Rich. And Yvonne, can you put the name of it in the chat for me? The Science of Getting Rich. It's not a long book. And I have been reading it 4 chapters a day for this long, like since October, and I have not missed a day. I'm asking you to read it once. I've read it countless times over. And before I started this, I'd read it about 7 or 8 times. I don't ask you to do things that I'm not doing myself, right? This book is outstanding for understanding what your vision is. And if there's any piece that feels confusing or you don't get, don't worry. Like, I read it 8 times over probably before I started this. I read 4 chapters a day. I'm just asking you to read it once. It's got 17 chapters and it's short, before we meet 2 weeks from now. Go get a copy. I listen to it on audio. It's, you know, you can listen to it while you walk. That's one thing I'm asking you to do before 2 weeks from now. And then it will help you in ways I can't even describe, right? But you can ask me questions about that. Why did you have us read it? We'll talk about it. Second thing, I want you to go for a walk 3 times a week. Go for a walk. I suggest an hour, but you can go for 5 minutes if you want, but I suggest an hour 3 times a week, this week and next week, before we meet 2 weeks from now. Because you need some dreaming, thinking space. I told you about my walks. I walk all the time. It's like What is that envision? Some space where people aren't pulling at you, out there in nature, moving your body. You can walk on a treadmill if you want, but go out and walk three times, whatever that is for you. So there's spaciousness. And then write out your 3-year, your love your life, your 1-year, and your quarterly vision. You can workshop it with each other. That'd be a great thing to do. You could spend you could cancel your week next week and spend your time only on this. And I promise you that would be worth your while, right? And you might go, well, I can't cancel this. I get it, but I'm just trying to say how important this is, all right? Find a space to do that. And then you can ask yourself these questions. You know, have I written out a specific vision for myself? Whether you spend 5 minutes on it or 10 hours, just to do it, even if it's a sentence, right? I love it. When you look at it, do I love it? If you don't, it's okay. Remember, it's in process. But just see, do what you can. Is it easy to keep in mind because I love it? Think of Anna Maria, you know? I wrote it down, but it's about wearing black shoes and I hate black shoes, you know, and I can't remember whether they're blue or purple, right? Easy to keep in mind. Vision everywhere. Have I started living in a way that has vision at the center and at the core of my life so that I'm always guided by vision? You can think about my left foot or, you know, whatever piece you think of, right? My daughter, et cetera. Vision. How specific is my vision? It's okay that if it's general, but just notice it. Is it like, I want to live a happy life now till the end of my life? That's very general. Anna Maria, I'm planning to win the Olympics for very specific for Ecuador, right? Very specific. And there's everything in between, right? So how specific is it? And is it specific enough to draw me forward? And if not, you can ask questions about this. Just notice without judgment, with all this notice without judgment. And and then also tracking. Notice the resistance. Mary Kay's question, Diane's question, right? Where are the places where you go, oh, I can't even write a vision. Or, oh, mine won't be like Anna Maria's, like Yvonne's, you know, editor, right? Thank you for that, Yvonne. Or oh, I, you know, which level am I, like Heidi's, is it supposed to be here, here, or here, so that stopped me. And hopefully we've cleared out some things around those editors right now, but just notice it, because bumping into those editors is going to be so great for our whole 2-year journey together. You want to bump into that right now. It's okay. Better than when there's a curious, here are the basic question is, what do you want? And that's a simpler question than like all the moving parts of a launch or whatever in stage 3, stage 4, the moving parts of a talk, et cetera, et cetera. Like when you bump into it, go, look, yay, I bumped into it. And if you don't feel like that in the moment, it's okay. Know that you will feel like that as we learn to work with them. That piece of resistance will help you so much in stage 3 and 4. It'll help you in stage 2 as well. And also it will tell you who you are, what your core values are, who your biggest self is. It'll put you beyond competition. So you can keep a journal and jot it down, right? Have I made sense? You'll have this recording too. So if you go, what was that? Did I get it? You can connect with each other, because I know I went through it quickly. You'll have this recording as well. And some of the things sometimes we'll have things in writing for you. Sometimes we won't, because this is the cutting edge of what I know. It's happening right here, right now. And for me to deliver that to you, the best of what I know, I might not have it written out for you. And I hope that's okay, because I wanted to tell you that vision is a way of life. And I only just recently that came to consciousness for me. I want you to have the best of the best. Making sense? All right. Any questions about what I've asked you to do? You can just think of the time that we would be training, do these things instead. All right. And you had 2 weeks to do it. Yeah. Heidi, go ahead.
You'll notice my resistance. Is the big vision end of, you know, is that the 3-year vision? Or like, is Anna Maria going to win her Olympic gold medal in 3 years? Is that
you know, here's the thing. Anna Maria gave us an example of an amazing vision. And what I'm asking you to do, I wanted you to gather the spirit of it, but then don't think that you have to make yours exactly like Anna Maria's. And if Anna Maria goes like, oh no, you know, don't worry so much about the details. The reason I've asked you, I mean, don't worry about the details of, have I done it right? Okay. That's the part I'm trying to say, because I've given you 3 years, because I think 3 years is a really great time frame. It's not 20 years out, because 20 years out, we kind of pipe dream sometimes. And it's not real in our life when we don't take action.
Okay.
If we think about tomorrow, we don't have the bandwidth to think really bigger. 3 years, I really like 3 years. It's a nice framework for us to dream big, but then also see that it has to do with our real lives now. So is that the only kind of vision we can create? Of course not. Like I say, vision is a way of life. But I really like that three-year vision, and then the one-year vision, and then the quarter. I've also added in for you the love your life vision, which I can't name as a particular length of time. Anna Marie's is also kind of like that too. Like how, you know, that love your life vision is a two-year vision in a way, but it's not for Carly, you know, for instance, right? She's like, Michelle, I'm doing that by December, you know? So, so that's why I've said, and you know, 3 years, 1 year, that the quarter, and then ask me questions about it coming up and help each other with it. And put your life force energy into those actions so that it doesn't become a piece of paper that isn't enacted on, giving yourself space to think and dream. I quoted Rich Dad. He said, many companies fail because the entrepreneurs don't take time to think. This is one of the biggest trainings that he did. You know, he built a $100 million company, lost it all, built it back again. An amazing heart-centered man. It's like entrepreneurs don't take time to think. So I'm suggesting you take time to walk, think, dream, envision, and take some time to write it down. All making sense? And Signs of Getting Rich. You'll see chapter, and I'll pick it up again as we start into the offer creation. I'll pick up the why if I want you to read Signs of Getting Rich, but it's great, great, great stuff on envisioning. I don't want to reinvent the wheel here. I've been reading it over and over and over again, and I've been learning from it for years and years and years. And now I want you to read it. And if you bump into trouble with it, oh, well, you'll see your editor there. I can't read that. I don't have time. It's not for me. I don't get it. Or whatever is your editor about it. Why am I doing this? I'm supposed to be doing this other thing. Great. All that is gold. Write it all down, because the form of that will teach us. Even if I was asking you to read Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse Go to the Moon, it would help you. And this will help you much more than that. Make sense? All right. Any burning questions without which we can't go forward? Remember, we meet on Thursday too. So any logistical questions and so on, we can answer then. Anything burning to be said, like, I just really don't get it, Michelle or, and Avon, thank you for adding it to the chat. All right, we're gonna wrap it up today. I know we're a little bit late. Always block out an extra half hour when we're meeting. You know me, I go a little late sometimes. I'm just like, oh, I want to teach you this and this and this and this. Block out extra time every time, all right? And we're gonna end with one aha and one inspired action, so that you can hear even a piece of what other people heard. It might be the most important thing you hear. The most important thing for Mary Kay might be what Diane says. The most important thing that Diane hears is what Karen says, and et cetera, right? So one aha and one inspired check-offable action. I'm going to do this thing. I gave you some things that I'm asking you to do, right? But you can name one of those, or you can name another thing. Like, I'm going to go rest after this. My mind is blowing, or like, that's a lot. Or I'm going to go journal about this. There's a couple of things that I didn't get a chance to write down, or any action that goes out into the real world. So it's not just head knowledge. Drove me nuts at the university, like real on the court, actualized, right? Mary Kay, you're up in my upper left-hand corner. One aha, one inspired action to take us home.
My aha is I have a vision. It's just covered up.
Nicely put. Yeah.
And my inspired action is one I'm going to do right now. I'm going to honor exploring my resistance, and I'm resisting the inspired action.
Yes, I'm perfect. And it's perfect that you are. And that exploration itself will be hugely fruitful. I know you know how to go inside and do that. Thank you, Mary Kay. That's beautiful. Thank you. Yvonne.
My vision is strong, it's purposeful, and it's me. And inspired action, once we jump off the call, I'm going to kind of calendarize, you know, my walks and things like that.
Fantastic. Great thing to do. On the calendar, they actually happen. What matters? What am I, where am I putting my life force energy? Good. Karen.
My aha is the why my resistance is around how, around the lawn mowing and not being enough and proving myself to my dad and all of that. So that's really interesting. So to explore my resistance further, to lean into that more about that. And my inspired action is to do the 3-year, 1-year, you know, 1-quarter vision and to read the book, The Science of Getting Rich. I like how. I like knowing how.
And that, like, everybody's personality comes out in this, like who you are, right? It's like, yes, going for it. Oh no, I don't want to do that. It's all like a tool as we do it. The tools. Right?
Yeah.
Watch how you're playing. It's like lots to learn in this. Thank you. Beautiful. Yes. Diane.
I think my biggest aha was the idea of living envisioning every day and everything that we do.
Thank you for underlining that. I'm so glad you heard it. I've not taught that before because I was doing it all the time and I couldn't see it. And when it came to me, I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to share this. This is the difference that makes it actually actualize. One of the pieces, but it's crucial. It's utterly different from another way of seeing it. Like here's, yeah, thank you. Yes. And your inspired action.
Blocking off time to go for the walks and work with my vision.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you. Heidi.
Just the vision is everywhere. That blew my mind. I mean, I've heard you a million times, story is everywhere, but when the vision is everywhere, it's like, oh, yes.
Right.
Everywhere.
Oh my God. It blew my mind and I've been living it. I'm like, oh, right. You know?
Yeah, well, like to actualize it by living into it is just so beautiful. Yeah. And my inspired action is... Start writing, let go, and trust what shows up.
Thank you. Start writing, let go, trust what shows up. Great motto for all of us. Yes, thank you. Anna Maria.
My hair is, I love what you said about vision is a beautiful way of life.
Yeah.
My inspired action is to read again The Science of Getting Rich.
Yes.
And also work on my 1-year vision and quarterly vision.
Perfect. Thank you. Love it. Thank you so much. Carly.
My aha is, just the living of the vision every day. And that I actually, it's a lot of what I do with my clients and I need to do it for myself.
Oh, great notice. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Beautiful.
And my inspired action is to actually go on my first walk since I got sick in January. This will be my first time going on a walk.
Wow. Perfect. 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 These pieces that I'm giving you of what to do, simple walk, simple. What do you want? Simple. But in the enactment of them, it'll be taken up differently for each person. It's your journey and watch how you're playing, watch what comes up. I'm so excited for all of you and us together. And wow, I mean, this has been my favorite on envisioning ever. That's because you guys are playing like up here and that calls that out of me. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I need to notice better so I can share with you the best of what I can do. So thank you for that. You are amazing. I love you dearly. And I can't wait to see you on Thursday. We're for the state of our community, the foundations of where we are and where we're going. So super important call. And after that, remember, I'll see you in 2 weeks and you got some stuff to do. So have a fantastic time and we'll see you on Thursday. Yes, Karen, just before we go. Yeah.
I just wrote you a private note. So can you please just read that before you close your chat?
Oh, yeah. She's doing that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. She's doing that right now. I got the note just before this. So,
okay,
cool. And then just reach out to me if there's, you know, if there's anything else you need. Okay. Like just reach out, but I got the note just before the call, before this. All right. Yeah. You're so very welcome. And thank you for asking. Have a fabulous day, everybody. I will see you real soon. Bye-bye for now.